staat het voor het beginning, net bij dag dan. Wat staat er bij zo'n little Musa? Want de Musa zei dat we nu. Wat staat van. Wat is Musa? Wat is Limara Musa? Limara Musa is like like it's a chachma, it's like halacha, like gemara, like kiyas, like ian. Really not at all. Limara Musa Pshat is a person who learns a Musa Sefer. You can learn a Musa Sefer over and over and over and over again. Mesir Shalom says it himself, to learn it over and over and over again. The purpose of Limara Musa is the person should change himself, should try to try. Bishas, he learns Musa, and even afterwards, but Fat Bishas, the Limud. To try to find these ideas, thoughts, to find them in ourselves. And maybe if we find them, we think about them in ourselves. Maybe at that moment, at least, it makes a reshem in ourselves. But then you can learn Musa as some kind of chachma. You know what I mean? Some kind of chachma. You learn Musa like you learn chveis. You could learn. I'll give you a marshal, maybe. You'll understand the marshal. You learn Kabbalah. You know, people learn Kabbalah. So why you learn Kabbalah? Or you could learn Kabbalah because Kabbalah is Kabbalah is a limud. Kabbalah is a chachma. It's a chelik of chachma zatera. That's one oifen to learn Kabbalah. It's a chachma zatera. The other oifen Kabbalah is that if a person is understands whatever Kabbalah means, but with the ikar it's the darke hashkocha. It's the darke hashkocha v'hanhoga of the Eibishter in the world. And a person is makir, the dark hashkoch and anoge, mainly becomes different. That's the way one should learn Kabbalah. To learn Kabbalah stambetar is chachma, that's an zeh agrois I mentioned for them. But the chlala, we learn Kabbalah, where the person should have a seiris from. Just in the whole kisvei arizal, when his gala, the ikar of it is, as a person should have a seiris and be nishtana from. Or you could learn it as a chachma. Yeah, that's not the way we learn Kabbalah. And zecha, not the way we learn Musa. And then I know that it should make a difference, not that we have nice thoughts that we learned in Musa Seder, or nice thoughts we're going to learn now. And mainly because we have nice thoughts, and interesting thoughts, and meaningful thoughts are very good, so we became smarter. You know, not pshat. Musa is not a limud in that sense. You know, Musa is an avaida. Musa is an avaida, it's a Musa. It's an avaida of Musa. If you don't learn it like that, the whole thing is pretty much meaningless. If you don't learn it like that, if you don't try to make a difference on yourself, you know, it's meaningless. And a person, the most important thing that we have, that we should have, that we do have, is a person who wants to become better. Does everybody want to become better? Of course you want to become better. Or you want to become better, but you don't want to make any major effort in doing it. A person has to want to become better, I say. I guess you ask a guy in the street, like, you want to become better? Yeah, we'll try like that. You'll ask a guy, you want to become better? So he said, I'm fine. I imagine that's what the answer would be. What do you mean I should become better? To improve your character? Yes, I never thought about it. Probably the answer would be, I don't know. I never did the interview. But that he's interested in improving his midas. Gleibnish is the guy in the gas there. Er tracht wegen sein midas. You think he thinks about it even? Chassid Shalom, we should be like that, not to think about our midas, not to think about your Shemaim, Abbas Hashem, our Yiddishkeit, not to think about ourselves, again, not think about yourself. Yeah. But Mela, that's a being. I'm just bringing out a point that's maybe pushed by all of us, that we all think about ourselves on a certain level, that we want to become better. And so, listen, that's Yidden, it's not Goyim. It's not natural to a guy to think about yourself to become better. I don't believe that some people in the street think about becoming better. I really don't. I think Yidden think about becoming better, but yeah, you have to work on it. It doesn't. You think about becoming better. So when you become better, you don't become better. You let it fleeting. You let for a second something go through your mind. Yeah, I got to daven better. I got to say bechasam wasn't better. It goes through your mind in a fraction of a second. A fraction of a fraction. How long it takes, I got to daven better. So you think that's going to change anything? Of course it's not going to change anything. You have to think about it and find eights and think about it and work on it. And a whole avodah, and somebody wants to change something in his life. Let's learn a little bit. Mesilas Yeshayah. Bir klal chayves adam be'lam. How do we start learning Musa? How do we start? That we should know chayves adam be'lam. So I have to start again. I have to start again. Before I learn, I have to learn the first line. Yeah. That a person should understand Chayvus Adam Be'Elamai. I think most people think about Chayvus Adam Be'Elamai. That there's a Tachlis and a Tafkid in life. Everybody should have a Tafkid and a Tachlis. I'll ask the guy, what is the purpose of life? What will the guy say? Make money, have a good time. Probably. You ask a lot of Yidden, don't know what to say, I don't know what they're going to think. Yeah, but Chas V'Shalom, they should say like the guy. No, they wouldn't say like the guy, Chas V'Shalom, but I hope they won't think like the guy either. Yeah, but the first thing, he's going to be mevayer in Metzilas Yesharim, Chayvus Adam Be'Elamai. But are we living with a tachlis though? Before that, he's going to tell us what the tachlis is. Are we living with a tachlis? Are we living with a tachlis? You get up in the morning. You got up in the morning? Tachlis. Purpose of life. You wake up in the morning? What do you do? Tachlis of life. You think about tachlis? Are you focused on tachlis? Should I try again? A businessman gets up in the morning. He wakes up. What is the first thing he thinks about? Yeah. What's the first thing? Moidani lefanech, of course. Yeah, Moidani lefanech malachai b'kai, of course, about it. Yeah. After he thinks about the Ebishlana, what does he think about? He has a purpose. He's over-focused, or he's focused. Business. Yeah. First thing comes into his head, he's focused. Business. Right? That's the first thing comes in. He has tachlis. Yeah. He's over-emphasized. Under-emphasized, I'm not going into. Yeah. You wake up in the morning, yeah, tachlis? You wake up in the morning and you're blank. What? And you drag yourself into Dhamma. Is that what happens? Or you wake up in the morning? Madav Davanim! Is that what happens when you wake up in the morning? Probably not. What? Why not? Are we living with a purpose or not? Are we just floating along? I want to know if Talim is floating along or living with a tachlis. So maybe we can't even learn Metzilas Yesharim by saying, because Metzilas is going to tell us what the tachlis is, but we're not even tachlis oriented. So what are we learning this for? Should I say that again? The Metzilas Yesharim is telling us what the tachlis is. But if you don't have any care about what tachlis at all, so what are we learning? We're not even up to the Metzilas Yesharim maybe. Before the Metzilas Yesharim, the Metzilas is going to tell you what the tachlis is. What is the purpose of everything? What is the purpose of life? Beer, chayvas, adam elamik. What is the purpose? What is the chayv? What do you have to do with your life? Is everybody busy doing what they're supposed to, with the chayvas, adam elamik or not? You're going to tell me you never thought about it. That's exactly what I'm saying. So what are we doing? So we're before the Mesilas Sharm. We're not up to Mesilas Sharm. Before the Mesilas Sharm is, ayid af leib mit atachmas. We're big people. Medav leib mit atachlis. Ayid af leib mit atachlis. Atachlis means a purpose. Ayid af leib mit atachlis. Medav leib mit atachlis. Everything has to be with atachlis. That's the flow of the wall. Medav leib mit atachlis. Right? I'm going to learn Metzilas Yesharim, but we're not up to it. Medav zech margel zayin that we have to live with a purpose of life, not just to float along. You float along, this, you have a purpose. You know what a purpose means? Should I go back to the business person? He knows what his purpose is. It's really not a purpose in life. It's not an end in itself. A person that does business, that's something he needs, but it's not his life. It becomes one life sometimes. Bebir chayves adam be'elamai. Person chas v'shalom not well. What is the first thing he wakes up in the morning? What does he think about? What he has to do for himself? Right? At that time, he's completely focused, yeah, on tachlis. His tachlis is to stay healthy or become healthy, whatever it is. He's completely focused. All right? The business person is completely focused. Everybody's completely focused, except for Yiddishkeit. Yeah. They were not focused. They were floating along. Yisaydach sidus v'shayrush avoydah tmima. Yisaydach sidus v'shayrush avoydah tmima. What does it mean? Say the first sentence. Say the first sentence. ולמה צורך שיוסם מה בוטוי ומגמו עשוי? מגמו עשוי means his goals. בכל השעון הוא כל ימי חייב. We start again. Right away starts up some high madrega, it sounds like the Mesilas Shem. He starts the Sefer. He's starting by Chesidus. Chesidus is the last parak, or one of the next to the last parakim. But since we want to get to the end, we're right away focused on the end, right in the beginning. When you start the Masechta, you're focused on the last daf. We just focused on daf base. We focused on daf. Yeah. You should be focused on the last daf, and you're just on your way. Okay, so we're focused on the last daf already. I know we're focused on daf base, and that's what we say. Yeah, no, you're focused on the whole Masechta. Then you start daf base. With daf base, it's just one daf in the whole Masechta. Well, daf base is the whole world. Yeah. No, daf base is a prat. Okay. So we're starting, we're all the way up to the end. We're up to the end of the Sefer Chesidus. The Yisayid of Chesidus, of course, it takes, we start on that base. What does Yisayid mean? Tell me what Yisayid of Chesidus for Shai Rosh Avayda mean. What does Yisayid mean? Tell me. English.
Foundation.
Shairish, what does it mean? If Yisayid means foundation, Shairish means what? No? Root. What's the difference between a root and a foundation? We're learning the Sefer first. What's the difference between a root and a foundation? They're not compared at all, so tell me the difference. What does a root do? What does a foundation do to a building?
Keeps it up.
What?
Keeps it up.
And what does a root do to a tree?
It supports
it.
It sustains life.
It gives it life. Alright? So we need two things in Yiddishkeit. We need support, and we need chiyas, and we need life. Alright? Yisayid of Chesidus v'shayir sh'avayda t'mim is one. Yisayid of Chesidus and the shayir sh'avayda, what gives it support, what holds it up, its foundation. V'shayir sh'avayda and the shayir sh'avayda. The shayrish of avoda means what the shayrish, the shroshim that give chiyas into avoda tmima. What does tmima mean? I think I said on Arab Shabbos. What does tmima mean? What does the word tmima mean? What? Hold. Tmima, believe mum. Yeah, hold, complete, sholim. Yisayid achsidish v'shayrish avoda tmima. What's the yisayid of everything? We're ready? We're learning Musa. You ready to know what yisayid? What's yisayid? One second. Look at me. What's the Yisayid? Well, we never even thought about anything. We never thought. And he's telling us the Yisayid. What's the Yisayid of everything? What would you say? Yisayid, 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 what would you say? What? What's the Yisayid of everything? Come on, give me the alphabet. Where we start? I gotta start. What's the Yisayid? What? Anybody has any thoughts? What? You look inside, that's okay, what am I going to do? Yeah, this. What is he say? What's the Chesed of Chesed to tell me? What? Let's see. Anybody? Where should we start? Where should the Yid start? What? He should know what he has to do. Okay. I'm not sure. Let's see if Mesilas Shem said that. Should know what he has to do. She is bare v'yisame tzeitzalahada machivosa b'ilome. She knows what he has to do. She is bare v'yisame tzeitzalahada machivosa b'ilome. What does this bare mean? What? V'yisames?
Truth.
Hmm?
Truth.
To be true. V'yisames. It should be true by him. What does that mean? Yis ames. It should be true by him. What does that mean? What? He should be ames it by himself. It could be nizbara and not be nizames, but from yizbara vi yis ames. What does yizbara mean? It's clear. It's baro. What does yis ames mean? What? Should be true. Should be. You have anything that's Yizbarer and not nisames. That's bar, but it's even it's bar. Yeah, you don't think that bar. It's bar, but you don't do it. Yeah. So then it's not bar. Or maybe it's Bara, but it's not Nesames. What does Nesames mean? What does that mean? What? Let's take smoking. It's Bara that it's not Gesund. Bara. Bara. How Bara? 100,000%. Bara. Nishka Shum Safik Nishnevet. People smoke? They probably smoke while they're reading how not gesund it is. Can anybody explain that to me? Nah, they don't mean me. You have another tarot? They don't mean me, it doesn't mean everybody. They're overdoing it. No, give me some more terutzim. It's only a little bit. I'm not going to be addicted. No, come help me out. You're not better than me, old terutzim. I forgot them. No, come on. No. Help me out. No. It's this barak klos mishkeshum safik nish nevelt as if literature as if literature as nish gesund as mishkeshum safik nish nevelt and people smoke. I've seen people smoke outside of Sloan Kettering Memorial in downtown. Yeah, there are people who work in the hospital. What are you smoking? Because it's not nesames. What does nesames mean? What does nesames mean? What? What does the Samus mean?
Believe it.
What?
They don't believe it.
They don't believe it. It's Bar.
It's true. They don't got everything.
Well, you don't believe the truth? So we're very funny people. I mean, someone could be 100% Bar, but it's not the Samus. What does the Samus mean?
I don't
want to believe. What?
I don't
want to believe. You don't want to believe it. I understand that's the Hezbollah. Yeah. What does the Samus mean?
Undoubtable.
What?
Undoubtable.
Nisamis! You're true, that's all the Nisbara part. Yeah. Give me Nisamis! It's real. It's not real. Not real. It's just not real. It's 100% true, but it's not real. You know 100% it's gonna happen, you know this, you know that. But it doesn't hurt. Yeah. And people can smoke cigarettes, and when they smoke the cigarette, they have pain. They finish, they cough. Then they finish, and then now we don't have pain. So at that moment, it was Nisamis. Yeah. A minute later, it's Nisbara, it's not Nisamis, smoke another cigarette. I cough again. Yeah. Very exact, no? People do this. Yisbara means should be klar, but that doesn't get us far. It has to be Nisamis, it has to be real. 100% real, real. You could have dozens of things like this in your life. People eat things that they get stomach aches from. And they eat them again because they don't have a stomach ache while they're eating them. It only comes later. And it's then. Well, so how are you eating it? You know every single time you eat it, you get a stomach ache. How do you do it? You know that. Not you, maybe it's young people, but older people. They know they're going to get a stomach ache. Yeah, but right now I don't have a stomach ache. It's not in the Samus. It's not in the Samus. I tell you, the most biggest avoida is the Yisames. The Lashon Rambam all the time, and you say this Emunah. She is Yisames. Yeah, not only you should know the Emunah, it should be real, it should be real, it should be in front of you like real, mamoshistic. Real, Yisames. Not only, there's such a good Lashon from Chazanish. Yeah, that he said there were three Mashgichim in Chazanish's time. There were three Mashgichim, the big Mashgichim about Lapin, about the Dessler, and Chatzka Levenstein. Yeah, he says, I don't know, you didn't look in the Sfarim too much ever. So he said, Rav Dessler, the big Bal Machshav, he said, the Muna Gwein Do. A cup. The Leiv El Yor, the Lapin, Gwein Dharma. Yeah, I saw him. I heard him. And I said, Gwein, the Muna Zogta Chazin, Gwein Do. Yeah, in hearts. Rav Dessler, Gwein, the Muna Do, in cup. Rav Dessler, Gwein Do in heart. The Pchatzko, Emuna, Hent Gwein Do in Hent. Then, not in his mind, not in his heart. You could feel it. You could don't happen. But you can mashmer sein Emuna. That's Yisamis. That's the highest dag of Samis. It can also happen. Und wir können so ein Chab mit den, die Samus Min, wir können so ein Chab mit den. Sei der Chsidisch, wie schäuer, schäuer, der Tmim, der wir schon haben, das Wort, schäuer, es Amitz, es Bara, und es Amitz, es Zalodam, mach, what's the purpose of life? And if we know the purpose of life, and we have a tafkid in life, and we're not just living to be alive, and we're living with a purpose, Memela, that purpose is, well, my tzorech shiyosim ma'botai u'magmosai. What does ma'botai mean? His. No, that's easy when the next words are. Yeah? Ma'botai is? Ma'botai? Nobody knows? Yes. No? What word is ma'botai? What does it sound like? What cherish? What word is ma'botai? Habet mishamayim urei lamoshim. What does habata mean? Habata be'afka lo'kanya. His? No. His?
No.
No.
Look.
His cook. Yeah. L'habit. L'habit. To look. Habet mishamayim urei. What does that mean? Look down. His look. Umag mosai, that word you don't know. Or maybe some of you could know. What is Magmar Samar? Nobody would know. Who lives in Bar Park? You live in Bar Park? Yeah. No? Who lives in Bar Park? You have a sister in Beis Yaakov? No. Okay. Forget it. Then you can't. Okay, anyway. What does Magmar Samar mean?
Yeah.
What? What? Magmar Samar.
It's gold.
What? It's gold. Oh, I said before. Okay. Okay, it's true. I said. How do you say gold in Yiddish? Man. No? Nobody? How do you say gold in Yiddish? His teal. Yeah. Ma'atzach shiyabai ma'abotai. I translated it from Yiddish to English. Yeah, ma'abotai. Yeah, tzach shiyasa ma'abotai u ma'agmosai and his goals. Ma'abotai is his ashkafa, his ma'abit, his cook. Yeah? Abait, his abot. Okay, but that's not enough. Yeah? His seal, his goals, his kol yimeichav, that's important. Make goals, b'chol asher amal kol yimeichav, and all his amal kol yimeichav. Okay, so what's Yisai d'chsidis v'sharish avoy d'atmim, everybody? What's Yisai d'chsidis v'sharish avoy d'atmim is, m'gutta gizunta ashkofa, gizunta ashkofa, what the tachlis of life, live and live with it, shmi esames, and live with the tachlis. And that tachlis should be mesames by a person. I heard once from Bill Lapion say this, learning this first part of Masilat Shah. So I'll say how he said it. Everybody said it. Yisai d'achsidus v'shayur shavay dat mimam she's barer v'yisameit eitzel ho-hodom. That's his ho-hodom. Eitzel ho-hodom achay vosem b'alamayim. She's barer v'yisameit eitzel ho-hodom. She's barer v'yisameit over and over and over. She is barer v'yisameit eitzel ho-hodom. She's barer v'yisameit eitzel ho-hodom achay vosem b'alamayim and over. But that's the goal. So what did I learn? Is barer v'yisameit etzalodim. That's the goal. Not the nigun. Is barer v'yisameit etzalodim. That's the key. Those few words. Say the chesidus v'sharish avoy dat mimish. Is barer v'yisameit etzalodim achivas v'lomim. And mele we should have our outlook. My botay, my bossa, and his goals. Yeah, b'chol hashom kol yimei chayiv. All right. So the first things before the mesilas shem daf of matachlis. Daf of matachlis. A yid daf leim at the tachlis. Not just float along. You float through life, you're floating through years, these years, these special, these good years. You have kaiches, and those, and you have not tear this. A tachlis. Live with a tachlis. You wake up in the morning, the first thing is, oh, Afdavan, and then Afkutlan, and after the Kenyan and the Mesachta, I have a Kenyan and the Sugis, and I should get a Yadir, and I get a good Kenyan, I should think it over. Mashtoch, she got some about the Machmas, or Shom, or Kodi Machai, late with a tachlis. Hine ma shoyreinu chachamenu zechoyne lebrochu. What a chazal teach us. Shodam l'nivra l'saneg al Hashem l'enes b'ziv shechinosai. Shuzi ha'atayne gamit avid nagod l'kol idunim shechoyne l'imotze. What's the tachlis of everything? What a chazal teach us. Leu shmi nana m'ziv ha'shechina. The word nana is a hard word for us because we look at the word nana as tainug. It says, hine ma shoyreinu chachamenu zechoyne lebrochu. Shodam l'nivra l'saneg al Hashem. To be nana, to have a tainuk from Ruchni, is from the Eberster. Lehenes mizish chinasa. What does lehenes mean? You, when you use the word lehenes, you think of good food or things that you enjoy doing. Yeah, that's not what that lehenes. That's not what we're talking about. Shalom le'nivra l'saniga l'Hashem lehenes mizish chinasa. She's a tainig amita v'idin agadol mikol edunim shichel lematze. And the biggest tainig was adon the mention min enem ziv hashchinim. And the person who's dovek in the Eibishter attaches himself onto the Eibishter, onto the Torah, onto Tefillah, onto Mitzvahs, and Munah, Bitachon, Esses, and Leises, and Midas Tavis. Yeah, he's dovek in the Eibishter. He's dovek in the Eibishter, and that's the tainig agadol. But you need to help me with the word. Because again, we're using tainig, we only know the word tainig and anon gashmistik oifanim. We only know tainig in gashmistik sense. Could anybody give me a marshal of a ruchnistik tainig? A little bit, we don't have a marshal, a good marshal. Understand? A ruchnistik tainig. Understand what I'm saying? All you know tainig is eating and chveis and midas rois. Yeah, that's the tainig. A little gaiva is a tainig. Yeah, you hold from yourself, you feel good about yourself. That's the gashmistik tainig. Anybody know a tainig ruchni you can have? What? It's not, I don't have, I'm trying to give a marshal. I don't have a tainig ruchni. Maybe I could have. You tell me. You have a tainig ruchni. We'll start with a marshal. You have a marshal, a tainig ruchni, not a tainig gashmi. I'm going to give a tainig ruchni, which is really gashmi also, but it's a little bit ruchni. You have a marshal, anybody for a tainig that's not a gashmi, stick a tainig. Anybody has? What? You ever did anybody a taiva? You're thinking? That's tough. You ever did anybody a taiva? I understand a taiva, but you a taiva is when you fill up the nitilus yadayim cup for the next person. Yeah. I said, you ever did anybody a taiva? You know what that means? Yeah, you went out of your way and you spent hours and kaiches and money and this and your mice and nefesh from something you wanted to do somebody else a taiva. You ever did something? Now you have to think again. Alright? Yeah. You ever gave up from your life for anybody else in time? Yeah, 2 minutes. I'm talking, gave up time, hours, days. You sleep, you got up early, do anybody a taiva ever? Okay, well, if you ever did a taiva, you feel good about yourself. What kind of hagar is that? That's a gashmi stick a taiva, a ruchni stick a taiva. Well, really, you ruined it, really. Because you probably felt good about yourself, how great you were. Yeah. So, that's not, I'm talking about that. I'm a really great person, tasteily. Yeah, I'm such a big malach chesed. Probably told it over to 10 people also. Yeah. What a great person you are and all the good things you did. You just ruined the good thing. Yeah. Don't tell it to anybody. Okay? Then if I don't tell it to anybody, why should I do it? That's what you said? You do a good thing, you don't tell it to anything. And you feel good because you did a good thing. You ever feel good because you did a good thing? Okay, you think about it. It's a ruchnis nikatayna. No covered guy, but nobody knows about it. Even the person you did it for doesn't know about it. But somebody should know, at least somebody. No? At least somebody should know. At least the person I did it for? No, not even him. Anyway, if you ever do such a nice thing, all right? Okay, you feel good about yourself, not because you're such a great person. Because a good thing is a tainig ruchni. Right, music is a tainig ruchni in a certain extent. Not what you call music. That's not a tainig ruchni. Yeah, that's not music. That just makes you feel like a chaya, so that's a tainig gashmi. Yeah. Did I say that again? Or you didn't get it the first time? Yeah. The Arab music makes you feel like an Arab. Okay, let me leave that for now. Alright, and wild music makes you feel like a chaya. Alright? So you feel like a chaya or an Arab, don't tell me that's a tiny music. That's really music. I don't know if there is such a thing, right? It's a little bit tiny ruchni. Besamim is a tiny ruchni. Smell is a tiny ruchni. All right, Tigma says, Eizo, what is the neshama in the hennis is reyach. Yeah, it's a tiny ruchni. Okay, so I don't have good mishalom for tiny ruchni. I'm just trying to get the word tainug out of gashmi stick a tainug. Nenem is zivashchin is a ruchni stick a tainug. I don't have a mishal for it. All right, it's enough from doing something good. So ruchni is a tainig. It's not a tainig a guf. It's not the guf feeling good about himself, right? It's not the midas rois feeling good about himself. Gaiva. It's a tainig ruchni. Yeah, betzim is a good tzach. All right. So it's a kind of a tainug being non tzedei b'shtam. All right. That's the tachlis of life. Right. I'm saying it again. Masha'reinu chachamenu zecharenu lebrocha sha'odam le'nivra le'sanega l'ashem le'henes mezif shechinasa. She'zeh atayinu ga'amita ba'idin ha'godol she'bikul yidun she'chelu li'matza. Okay, we'll continue next time. So what is the tachlis right now, Rabbi Sain? Right now. Since we finished learning Mesilas Shalem, and we started off that the purpose of learning Musar is yet to become better. Where are we all focused on? On what? What? Talking to some Doran Batalin? You have some important thing you have to tell your friend on the way to Mincha? Yeah. Some hefsik that you're going to make after Mincha? Right? Where your focus is Medaf Lenin Mincha, Medaf Lenin Musar, yeah, Medaf Lenin, yeah, Kainas and Akinin and Mesachta. It's too much to do? Not at all. Not at all. It's called life. It's called life. Understand? It's called living.